Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 on this Independence Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Although Daryl W. Perry joining me, Ian, here in the studio. You said something about on the internet, I think it was Facebook yesterday, that it was actually July 2nd.
Yes.
Was Independence Day.
Yes.
This is news to me.
I'm surprised that it's news to you.
Unless you've told me before and I've forgotten, which could happen.
Possibly. The Continental Congress voted on July 2nd, 1776, to separate from the British colonies. The Declaration of Independence, which was a listing of all the reasons, was ratified, and the first people signed it on July 4th. So
wait, they passed the breakaway, but then they passed a list of reasons later?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so July 2nd is technically Independence Day. July 4th would be Declaration of Independence Day.
So it was July 4th on which, that was the date on which the Declaration was signed, is what you're saying.
It was only signed by like three or four people on that day, and everybody else signed in August.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it was on July 4th that the Continental Congress ratified that document.
Got it.
So they just said, we're separated. See you later, King. On July 2nd, on July 4th, they said, and here's all the reasons that we don't like you.
Okay. So what you're saying is that the celebration should actually begin on the 2nd and should go over a period of 2 days, or should it only just be on the 2nd?
I'm not saying there should necessarily be a celebration, but if you're going to celebrate anything, do it on the right day.
Okay. All right. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. I actually just got back from doing some Independence Eve outreach here in Keene, New Hampshire. They every year on the 3rd, they have a baseball game in the evening, and a lot of people go and attend. I think a lot of free tickets are given out, and they have
fireworks.
Yeah, later on in the after the game's over, I think is when they have the fireworks show, and it's nice and good and dark outside. So yeah, it's a big deal here in Little Keene, New Hampshire, and so I would say a few thousand folks probably come out to that game. There's a fairly heavy...
Probably about two or three.
Yeah, there's a fairly heavy flow of people that come in there. So we were handing out flyers, myself and actually somebody who's visiting in town. We went out and did some flyering outside of the game for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is an organization that is sort of dedicated to communicating the ideas of secession. And they don't actually use the word secession because it's kind of a dirty word to some people. I don't mind using it personally, but I like how their flyer works. They've got a nice flyer we've been handing out here for a few years that essentially pitches the idea of New Hampshire being an independent place, that New Hampshire could declare independence from the United States. And it kind of goes over some of the reasons why that would be a really good thing.
Yes.
Tries in a very short order to address objections like, well, what about the military? Or what about, you know, this or that? And then they, you know, sort of tease that they can answer those objections on the website, which I believe is nhindependence.org. So it's great to, and I know that we're not the only ones in Keene that are doing it. There's also folks in Manchester who are going to be doing some Independence Day outreach with probably the same flyer tomorrow. So it's a great time for people to get out there, whether you're in New Hampshire or anywhere around the world. Secession is a good idea wherever you are. So, you know, get in touch with your secessionist groups there and wherever it is that you live. If you don't have one, well, maybe you should consider a move to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of freedom. Or you can always start your own organization. But there are precious few states that actually have secessionist movements of any kind of liveliness, you know, like
right.
There might be some old organization that's been shut down for a long time or hardly does anything. But here in New Hampshire, we've got, of course, the Free State Project that has brought you and I here, Daryl.
Right, and the Free State Project is not necessarily a secessionist organization.
No, that's correct.
There are certainly some secessionists that are members of,
lots
or
of
rather
them.
Participants of the larger organization.
I don't know what the breakdown is. It would be actually interesting to do a poll of Free State Project participants and find out who supports the idea of secession. Because there are some who sort of support it, but they quietly support it, like Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. He is an advocate for the idea of secession, but not right now. Like, he, when you talk to him about it, he'll explain that he thinks that later would be a good time to talk about secession, not right now.
Right.
But I disagree. I think that now is the right time to talk about secession, because we want secession to become a reality. We have to speak it into reality. We have to talk about it enough with enough of our friends and family and neighbors and, you know, people at church or, you know, the knitting club or school or wherever it is that you go and you spend time. We've got to get the idea out there and percolating into people's minds so that finally when somebody comes along with sort of the political gumption to advocate for secession, your average Republican or Democrat isn't likely to do it. But there are certain...
Not until it gets popular enough.
Exactly. So when somebody comes along and is willing to sort of step out there and say, hey, I'm a politician and I support secession or I support declaring independence for this state, then enough people will have heard about it at that point to where that person won't look like a total madman.
Right.
So I think it's important that, you know, I think we're laying the groundwork right now with this informational outreach that's going on across New Hampshire. I can tell you, you know, when I've done this outreach, I've done it at the out front of the baseball game. I've done it out in front of or in the county fair as well, and just sort of on the streets sometimes during festivals and things like that. And generally, the reaction is very, very good. Most of the time, people won't ask you anything. They'll just take your flyer and move on. But when people do ask a question like, well, what's this about? You know, the quick answer that I usually give is, so it's about New Hampshire declaring independence. And then you just sort of, I just sort of let that sit and let their gears turn on their own to try to figure out what that means. And usually the reaction is very, very positive. Like, oh yeah, you know, their face will light up, they'll smile. And I don't know if that same reaction will happen if you try this in, oh, I don't know, Mississippi or Louisiana or California for that matter. I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to have somebody kind of report back on what secession outreach is like in other places. But I think in New Hampshire, I think that there's a mentality among a lot of the natives here that New Hampshire is great. And, you know, some of them probably like the federal government, but I think a lot of them see the value, right? You know, just initially, just on hearing the idea, I think a lot of them see the value in the concept of declaring independence.
Right. And one of the main things, especially, you know, let's just say there is somebody that really likes the federal government, but they don't like taxes. Well, if New Hampshire were independent from the U.S. federal government, they would not have payroll taxes withheld. They would keep more of their money. So, you know, mm-hmm. like, that's somewhere, well, hey,
that's
look.
A huge raise. Huge.
Yeah. That's, what, like 25, 30%, depending on how much you're making?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But it's whatever it is, it's a lot of money for people.
Yeah, and then you look at some of the other things, like, you know, our roads would be better because we wouldn't be sending 30 cents of every gallon of gas right. to Washington.
Yeah, and
that would stay here.
Is it New Hampshire a donor state as well? To where,
yes.
Meaning the terminology means that of all the 50 states, some states give more than they get back, if you will, from the federal government. Of course, they get back in the form of corporate welfare and crap like that and government programs. But nonetheless, New Hampshire's pouring more money into the federal government
yes.
than is coming back in various different means.
Right, and I heard somebody not too long ago say that they saw a statistic that New Hampshire receives, like, one of the highest per capita something from the feds. And I was like, that can't be accurate because, you know, like, New Hampshire is a donor state. Unless they're calculating some kind of weird way because there's military bases and there's a port in Portsmouth and something and, you know, like... There could be some kind of way where you could run the numbers that looks like New Hampshire winds up benefiting by having a federal government, but every other kind of way that you look at it, New Hampshire gets harmed.
Well, whether it's a donor state or whether your state's a donor state or not, everybody will benefit from secession, except for, you know, people in, that are receiving corporate welfare and other goodies from the federal government. But I think generally people are going to really benefit from this idea. And is it too early to talk about secession? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And as my partner that was handing flyers out with me pointed out, well, how will you know when it's time to talk about secession? If it's too early right now to talk about these ideas, at what point will you figure that it's the right time for it?
Later.
Yeah, what does that even mean? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We're on Skype. The Skype username, lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about secession or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can dial us up here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest or an update on what's happening in Greece. Let's just say it's not getting any better, not anytime soon. We'll explain the pensioners who have besieged the banks to grab quick cash. This actually happened a couple days ago, but we didn't talk about it here. And the toll-free number, if you want to join us again, 855-450-FREE. Peacekeeper 1.0 was released at the end of 2014, and we talked about it here on Free Talk Live. There were some problems, though. There were some bugs with the program that need to be ironed out, and the developers have spent the last 6 months learning from the first app. They learned what doesn't work and what does work and how to build upon it. Now, the idea of Peacekeeper is a great one. It's to create a decentralized network of basically kind of emergency services providers, people who are your friends and your neighbors and, you know, your loved ones, people who, when you send out an alert, they can show up. They know you. They're going to treat you probably better than a lot of the folks at 911 might treat you, these government responders. I'm not saying that the government emergency responders are all bad, but when it's like, you know, pulling the fire alarm, right? You don't know what they're going to do when they show up to rescue you. Whereas if somebody, a friend of yours or a neighbor, might be more compassionate, they might be more likely to, and faster, right? They might get there on the scene quicker. They might be able to put out a fire before it gets even worse. It's a great idea. And the version 2.0 that they are going to start working on once they complete their crowdfunding campaign is going to have some really cool new features in it. You can go to pk.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. You can fund them through the crowdfunding over at Indiegogo and, of course, get perks. And Peacekeeper can change the world, and you can help by contributing to their Indiegogo campaign today at pk.freetalklive.com. That's PK, like Peacekeeper, .freetalklive.com. It is Ian with you tonight.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you and I started out the show talking about secession, and, you know, I don't think we talk about secession enough here on Free Talk Live. It's a very important topic, the idea of, and I think its time has come again, right? The first time, they fired on a fort, allegedly, if you believe the story. Some say it was a false flag, but somebody fired on a fort, and that kind of made things go real bad with the whole secession thing.
Hold on.
Right?
No, the first time of secession was in 1776.
Good point.
When the colonists got basically ticked off that King George was oppressing them, sent troops to go, you know, like further oppress them. And so you're talking about the second time in American history where secession was tried, and both sides claim that the other side fired first.
Oh, is that right?
So, right. So, you know, the Confederate side is that the fort, or the people in the fort, fired upon the ships that were going to the fort.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. side says, no, they fired at the fort from the ships. So, you know, like both sides say he started it. So we don't really know who actually started it. It could have just been, you know, like somebody said, I heard a gunshot and started firing.
Can secession happen, Daryl, peacefully?
It has happened peacefully around the world.
Can it happen in the United States peacefully?
Possibly. Hopefully. There were some places in the Confederacy that tried to secede from the Confederacy to remain neutral. And, of course, both the U.S. Army and the Confederate Army went in and conscripted every male that they could find that was a fighting age. So, you know, like, people have tried to remain neutral in wars. And, yeah, the U.S. military doesn't really want that to happen. Like, they want there to be a boogeyman. They want people to fight. Like, that's what militaries do. Like, yep. You know, if militaries didn't exist, there wouldn't be wars, right?
Well, you'd still have, like, the Hatfields and the McCoys, maybe, like, some private
right,
fights.
But that would be a feud, not a war.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, like, there would not be drone bombs being, or drones dropping bombs on people in Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq,
no doubt.
Syria. Pakistan and wherever
reason
else.
Number one. That's reason number one.
If there wasn't a U.S. military.
Yeah, to me, that's a huge reason to support secession right there, to get away from supporting the military state. And people who are, you know, the peaceniks out there, the Quakers of the world, they really ought to get behind the idea of declaring independence, because a lot of them, you know, they don't really seem to have consistency. They don't want the military, but yet they still want, or they don't want the military warmongering, but yet they still love the idea of big government in a lot of different ways. So if you want to share your thoughts with us here tonight, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you are running for president, and you're running
yes.
for president in 2016.
Yes.
Under the Liberty Party, is that right?
Well, there's the newly formed Liberty Party that formed just a couple of weeks ago.
Tell me
at
about
Port
that.
Fest.
What is that?
It's very similar to the New Hampshire Liberty Party. There's one plank that is omitted from the larger party's platform
mm-hmm.
that is in the New Hampshire's party platform. And that is saying in the state party platform, it says... Members of the Liberty Party believe that New Hampshire should secede from the U.S. government.
Yeah.
For the national organization, it seemed to not really make sense to say the federal government should secede from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that plank was removed. But the other ones are all there. And there is a self-determination plank in there where it talks about people have the right to self-determination.
Okay.
It just doesn't say, you know, like, this organization should secede.
So the, so the New Hampshire Liberty Party is a secessionist political party, basically.
Right.
Its main purpose is to drive forward, within the realm of politics, the idea of secession. So to
right.
run candidates who support secession, you and I are two of the founding members of the New Hampshire
yes.
Liberty Party. So what you're saying is this National Liberty Party... It supports your right to self-determination, but the planks or the platform doesn't actually mention secession. It doesn't mention supporting states seceding from the union.
Right, but so far there are groups in two states. I, at this point, will not say what two states,
mm-hmm.
but there are groups in two states other than New Hampshire where their platform does specify that their state should secede. So they have the same five planks in their state platform that the New Hampshire Liberty Party has.
Oh, interesting.
Is.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
the national platform just does not have that this entity should secede from the U.S. government plank.
Got it. Okay. So that's interesting. I didn't realize there were other state liberty parties that have
They are forming.
There.
They have not officially formed. They've not had their organizational meetings yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I've been working with people behind the scenes on helping to get those formed.
How would one, if they are listening to this conversation and are interested in getting involved in doing something in their state or perhaps assisting with these
LibertyParty.info is mm-hmm. the website for the National Liberty Party.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that. LibertyParty.info.
Yes, that got put up, I believe it was Tuesday, so it was earlier this week.
Planks are up there. Everything's up there.
Planks are up there. Bylaws okay. are up there. There's the join on there. So, you know, if you agree with the platform, you want to join, go there, libertyparty.info. There's a tab for join.
Let's talk more about your presidential campaign coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. And will you be supporting secession as a presidential candidate?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll come back with more here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. We'll give you an update on Greece here in a little bit. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, the Supreme Court has ruled in not a very good manner towards home searches. We will tell you more about that. Our toll-free number.
That's actually a fairly old court ruling.
Is it? Maybe I just did not notice the date on it. You're right. You're right. That is an old ruling. Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, I saw that come up in my newsfeed earlier today on Facebook. Somebody's like, I can't believe what the Supreme Court just ruled. And I hovered over it because I remembered reading and reporting on this and saw that it was from last year and was like, whoa, this is old.
Actually, yeah, you're right. It was from last year. Wow.
But like, it's still a very important story. And if we have time, we definitely should talk about it.
I'll summarize it later when we do have time for that. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue, Ian and Daryl in the studio learning about the Liberty Party. Which I didn't really know that much about. I knew there was some plan afoot to create a National Liberty Party. You'd mentioned it. You and I were two of the three founding members of the New Hampshire Liberty Party.
Which, yes.
Which you found, what was that, 2012?
2012, September of 2012.
Yeah, so coming up on 3 years now that that's been around. And the New Hampshire Liberty Party was founded out of frustration, I think, with the Libertarian Party, primarily.
Right.
Because for those of us, you and I, Daryl, are folks who've been involved with the Libertarian movement for a long time, and we've been around long enough to know that the National Libertarian Party is a shadow of its former self.
Yes.
Back in the heyday of the LP in the 90s and the very early aughts, they had, of course, Harry Brown, who was their presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, and he was awesome. I'm a huge Harry Brown fan. I'm a Harry Brown libertarian all the way. He's the guy who kind of brought me into the movement with that campaign. And then after the 2004 election, they just started bringing in these really unprincipled candidates for president. But before that, you could tell based on the press releases and the newsletters that they would put out, that they had slid away from having the principal basis to the party that they had always been really known for, and that was what had separated the Libertarian Party, in my mind, from the other political parties, was that when you join the Libertarian Party, you, and I think you still have to, there's a statement that you have to sign that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Yes.
And, you know, I know that word for word because to me, when I sign a pledge like that, an agreement like that, that meant something to me. Like, I'm going to put my signature to this statement. That is meaningful to me. If I don't agree with this statement, I shouldn't sign it. And unfortunately, there are a bunch of people in the Libertarian Party who clearly don't agree with that statement and have yet signed it anyway.
Right. And there are some states that have actually gotten away from the Libertarian Pledge, which
is that pledge.
That pledge is called the Libertarian Pledge. There are some states that have gotten away, like they've done away with it
as a requirement to join the party.
It's not there.
Terrible.
So you become a libertarian by giving them a certain amount of money and saying, I want to be a libertarian.
That's terrible.
That's how people like Wayne Allen Root and Bob Barr were able to join the party.
So they could join a state-level party and not have to sign the agreement at the national level?
That's correct.
Whoa, I didn't realize that was happening at all.
Yes. Yeah, that's been happening for about a decade.
I just figured people were joining the National Party and just, you know, ignoring the thing that they're signing to join the party. Because there's no enforcement of it. It's not like there's some sort of party purity committee that goes around and audits people.
Right.
So, and well, anyway, whatever method they did it, these people, like the people you mentioned, Bob Barr, came into the party. And sort of Bob Barr, he was the 2008 presidential candidate, and he was kind of the culmination of all that had come before, right? All of these people who are, let's call them conservative lights, had joined the party. And
I call it the ooh shiny thing caucus.
Mm.
Because, and that's, you know, how Gary Johnson wound up getting the nomination in 2012, is you had this large group of people, ooh, shiny thing, this guy has name recognition, ooh, shiny thing, I want the shiny thing.
Right, because they want to have a chance at winning an
election.
Right,
and they go think. After the shiny thing, and they don't care that the shiny thing has no substance, they just want the shiny thing.
To Gary Johnson's credit, he was better than Bob Barr. I'll give him that.
That's not really saying a lot, though.
Yeah, he's, a shadow of the previous presidential candidate. So anyway, the Libertarian Party has sort of fallen into disrepair. It's still out there. They're still, you know, fielding candidates. But it's hard for somebody like me, who really appreciates the ideas of liberty on a principled basis, to get behind the National Libertarian Party. And so that's one of the reasons why this Liberty Party was formed. We'll talk more about your candidacy coming up here, Daryl. But we're going first to a different Daryl. This one is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, I've got a perspective on secession. You know, I think that the precedent that was set during the Civil War, I'm just not seeing that a state is going to be able to secede from the Union.
Why is that?
You know, something.
Are you saying that there's going to be violence?
I'm not saying violence. I just, you know, something that's close to us, you know, in my area down here was the Bundy, you know, ranch thing. You know, people may have seen that, you know, on the news.
It's not really a secession story, though, right? I mean, that's
but it's just, you know, kind of a you know, federal land rights type thing. I just don't see that the federal government is going to stand by and let that happen. But something that I think.
And when you say they're not going to let it happen, you don't necessarily mean they're going to roll in tanks. You mean like they're going to make the if New Hampshire were to secede, for instance, that they would put up border fences and make it really difficult for, you know, for products to come into the New Hampshire, the new country of New Hampshire.
I just don't think New Hampshire.
I'll give you that. I think that I think they're going to try to make it as difficult as they possibly can. But ultimately, if you know, the political populace, the voting populace, decides that they support secession, there's very little the federal government can do to, you know, force them to stay in the Union. I mean, as far as if a bunch of people just decided, well, I'm not going to pay taxes anymore. You know, if 51% of the people in the state stop paying taxes, what could they really do about that?
Yeah. Well, and the question I have is, you know, at least, you know, off the top of my head, other than Alaska and Hawaii, all of the states became states. I mean, it's been well over 100 years. And look at how much has changed in that time. You know, is there a better chance of maybe a portion of a state peeling off and becoming a new territory, becoming their own state, versus seceding from, you know?
I would say there's a better chance of secession. Because in order to break away from an existing state, so let's say Northern California, they break away and then they want to become a state. They then have to get approval from the federal government to become a state.
And approval from the legislature of the state in which they are leaving.
That's true. Yeah.
So they remember about a year ago, year and a half maybe, there was the news about 11 counties in Colorado that were planning to secede from the state of Colorado and form like North Colorado. Yep. And it doesn't matter that the county delegation from those 11 counties said, we want to be North Colorado.
Right.
They still have to go to Denver and get permission from the Colorado legislature.
To leave. Permission to leave.
And then after they get permission to leave from the Colorado legislature, they have to then go to the U.S. Congress
to get permission to be
and
a state.
Say, please give us permission to leave Colorado and become a state. And I don't see, if you're planning to leave, why leave and then rejoin the thing that you just left? It'd be like getting a divorce from your wife and then remarrying your ex-wife.
Well, that's because Daryl, and thanks, Daryl, for the call. I appreciate it. That's because Daryl in studio, Daryl. Because those people aren't looking to leave the United States. They don't see the value in leaving the United States. They only want to get away from the state government that they don't like. They're not going far enough to begin with. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Have you ever
ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-453. Maybe you want to talk about secession. How is the secession movement where you live? Maybe you're in Vermont or Hawaii, where there's actually one that I'm aware of, at least. Maybe there's smaller groups in other states. What are you doing this weekend? If not, nothing? Well, maybe you should plan something. Tomorrow is a great day for getting out and finding a crowd of people. If you're going to want to talk, if you want to talk to people about secession, now's a good time of year. Of course, if you don't already have things printed up, then you're probably a little bit too late to the party. Although it's not too late to, you know, send a quickie order into Staples tonight or something like that and have it printed up, have some cheap black and white flyers printed up for tomorrow morning. But, you know, these are great times to talk to people about these ideas. And that sort of led into a conversation about national level politics. And Daryl W. Perry in the studio with me. I'm Ian. Daryl, you are one of the chair people, I presume, of the National Liberty Party. Is that right?
Actually, I am not.
You're not? Okay. You just were involved in the founding of it to some extent?
That's correct.
How does that work? How do you get, you're sort of involved in, like, hammering out the platform and
right.
Things like
I'm sort of behind the scenes on the National Liberty Party.
The mastermind, if you will.
You could say that. I certainly would not use that term to describe myself.
Okay.
But good James Cleveland reference there.
The Colbert Report reference.
Yes. So I helped the people form the National Party. Mm-hmm. I'm running the website for them temporarily. They're at some point next late winter, early spring, sometime before Memorial Day, will be a national convention.
Oh, really?
Where new party officers will be elected and presumably a presidential candidate will be nominated.
Now, you are running for president.
Yes.
That's a definite, like whether or not you get nominated for the Liberty Party or
Libertarian
Party,
Green whatever.
Party, whatever.
Well, I'm not seeking the Green Party nomination.
Okay.
I am seeking the Libertarian Party.
And Liberty
and
Party?
The Liberty Party.
Can you be nominated by two different political parties?
In theory, yes. The practicality of ballot access might determine otherwise, because not every state has fusion.
It's super hard to get on the ballot in a lot of places, and if there's no fusion or whatever, then you'd have to qualify for both parties, right?
So, like, in New Hampshire, there's not fusion. So you would not be able to petition under two ballot labels. In, say, South Carolina, for instance, where they do have fusion, and there is a party down there, the Independence Party, that I'm going to be reaching out to at some point to find out I don't know if they ever nominate presidential candidates or not, but I'm going to see if they might be interested in nominating somebody, and if they are, I'll throw my hat in the ring. But, for instance, South Carolina, if I were to get the Libertarian nomination and the Independence Party of South Carolina said Daryl's our candidate, I would be on the ballot twice in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Because South Carolina has fusion.
Okay.
New York State has fusion. So a lot of times there's parties that exist only because they cross-endorse candidates. So the Working Families Party exist as a major political party in the state of New York only because they cross-nominate Democrats for the top-level office. That candidate gets enough votes on their ballot line for that party to stay qualified as a party.
So your goal is to be nominated by both the Libertarians and the Liberty Party?
Have the option for as many people as possible across the country to vote for an actual Libertarian candidate for president.
Now, the Libertarian Party does their own nominations process internally. There's not like a primary or something like
that. There are some states that have primaries, but they are non-binding primaries.
For the Libertarians.
For the Libertarians. So it's, I believe, California, North Carolina, Montana, Missouri, possibly Idaho, possibly Delaware, and I think I'm forgetting a couple of states. Arizona's one.
That's okay.
Some of those it's more difficult than others for a Libertarian to actually get on the primary ballot of the Libertarian Party. So, for instance, Arizona changed their law recently to where previously it had been any candidate that was mentioned in the news as having been a candidate was on the ballot automatically by decree of the Secretary of State. They've changed that to say that you must gather either 1,000 petitions or be on the primary ballot in at least 20 other states.
So that's not even going to happen. I mean, I don't know how much kind of money you're going to throw
at this. I could
call
up Ernie Hancock and ask if he wants to have some fun collecting signatures, yeah, but probably not.
It's hard. It's hard to get those
right.
I mean, if you don't have a bunch of time that you can pour into it personally, you've got to hire somebody, and then you're paying above a buck a signature is the typical price point there. So what you're going to be on some state ballots. That's probably something you can accomplish, I would guess.
Yes. Realistically, I think I can get on 5.
And if you get the Libertarian Party nomination, then you could be on far more than that. I mean, generally, the Libertarians...
Possibly
45 50. To 50. So, like, the Libertarian Party, you know, as bad as they are on the principles, if they were to somehow get behind someone with principles like you have,
right,
then they are pretty good at, you know, their experience. Each state party's experienced at getting on the ballot for
right. The only state where it's going to be incredibly difficult for the Libertarians to get on the ballot is going to be Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Although I believe they recently eased their ballot access restriction, but it's still not the greatest.
It's one of the worst out there, right?
Yeah, it's one of the worst, and there's not been anybody other than a Republican or a Democrat on for president since 2000.
Wow. Okay, so the Harry Brown campaign was the last time then.
Yes.
So, all right, so you're going for the Libertarian nomination. Now, I used to watch the Libertarian debates. They will have a debate within the party of the candidates, those who want to run for president.
Yes.
And can you, I mean, is it pretty much like a guarantee that as long as you throw your hat in and you're a member of the party, you'll get into that particular debate?
Well, at one time, that was a guarantee. They changed the rules.
Now what?
During the last convention.
Uh-oh.
To where you have to get a certain number of tokens to be able to get into the debate.
And where do you get the tokens? At the convention?
At the convention from delegates. To the convention.
So the idea
being
that you talk
to people. So in 2012, the only two people that were in that debate was Gary Johnson and Lee Wright.
Wow, they only had two? Because I remember back in the day when there were like five.
There were only two that got enough tokens.
Oh, so it's not just any token. It's a certain arbitrary number?
You've got to get a certain number of tokens. I don't recall what that number is.
Oh, man.
But there's actually going to be a debate in Connecticut in September and one in Massachusetts in October.
Okay.
And I intend to be at both of those.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right, cool. The Connecticut Libertarian State Convention is September 19th. Somewhere in East Hartford.
What are the planks? What, normally when somebody runs for political office, there's like two or three big issues they push. What are you going to be pushing as Darrell W. Perry for president?
Secession, self-determination, and abolish all victimless crimes.
All right, those are pretty good. I think a lot of people can get behind that. And so is there a campaign website already?
DarrellWPerry.com.
DarrellWPerry.com.
And one thing that's interesting about my campaign is back in 2013, a long time before Rand Paul started taking Bitcoin, I sent a letter to the FEC saying that I would not comply with any of their campaign finance rules.
Whoa.
That I would only be accepting cryptocurrency and precious metals.
So not complying with their campaign finance rules, would that put you in prison? Possibly?
Possibly if they want to push it.
Wow, okay. That's pretty big.
It's probably going to, they might say if I raise over a certain threshold, they might say, like, you know, I owe them money as a penalty for not filing. And then if I push that I'm not going to pay, then, you know, possibly prison. I don't know if the FEC has ever thrown anybody in prison.
Maybe that's
for not paying a fine.
I suspect that's because everybody's obedient and probably pays up.
Right.
I think you're definitely playing with some fire there on that one, Darrell. I mean, these guys probably take this campaign stuff pretty seriously at the federal level.
Well, as of right now, I am running no risk of meeting their threshold.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
And the threshold is what?
$5,000.
If you raise more than $5,000.
Raise or expend.
Okay, got it. Then you have to report. But otherwise, you don't?
Yes.
I'm actually surprised about that. I'm surprised that you don't have to report under $5,000. I figured they would cram that down your throat at all levels.
No, so the threshold for federal office is $5,000.
Okay.
Just like here in New Hampshire, you run for it's like $500. So if you spend under that, it's not worth their time to look at the papers.
Yeah, that's how I did my gubernatorial campaign. I didn't spend anything except for like $2.50 on postage.
Right.
And that was it. Oh, and you couldn't take Bitcoin contributions without taking like names and information from people?
Oh, right. So, we'll talk about the Bitcoin regulations that they came out with last year.
All right, 855 450 free. Darrell's running for president. DarrellWPerry.com, was it?
Yes.
Right. More coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done. Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.